It's Luke Combs, Better Together on 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. Welcome to Finally Friday. It's Kelly McKay, and I'm so excited. My dear friend Addison Johnson back in studio with us this morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me
You're
back.
You're welcome. You're welcome. He and I were just talking. You've been coming in here for the last several years. I mean, I think it was before COVID.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I hate that we have to use that as a timetable.
I know. But, I hate even saying the word.
I know. I think like 7 years probably.
Yes.
It's incredible. I can't thank you enough for all the support. And every time I come out with a new song, I always want to come here to 103.7.
Well, I'm so glad about that. I was happy when Jennifer sent me the text the other day because you have big news. Today's a big day for you. New single just dropped this morning.
Yeah, I got a brand new single, Maybe I'm Lonely Too. This is kind of a different song for me. I got to kind of key in on some influences that maybe I haven't in the past. You know, I grew up such a huge fan of folks like Etta James and Ray Charles and Sam Cooke and folks like that. And so while it's still a very much a traditional country song, it does have some of those touches and fingerprints from folks like that on it. So very excited to have that out in the world today. Just looking at social media this morning, everybody's really enjoying it so far. So excited to take it on the road with me.
Yeah, I really like it. I enjoy listening to it, and I'm excited that he's going to play it for us live. I know you have been on the road. You've been very busy traveling all over the place, not really had much time for your favorite hobby.
Yeah, I haven't got to fish very much here lately, but the road's been incredible. I've got to go to some amazing places this year. Just in the past month and a half, I've been anywhere from Buffalo, New York, to Alaska, to South Dakota, you name it, I've kind of been there overall this year doing, you know, over 120 shows in 30 states, and then even getting to go to Europe here in a few weeks. So looking forward to that. For a small town kid, it's, I always tell people, it's like sending a redneck to the moon, you know, but it's a really cool experience and really a dream come true for me, even though just being an independent artist and stuff, it's so cool to be able to travel and go to places and sometimes you show up and they already know your songs and stuff like that. And that's, there's no amount of money that can touch that.
Right. Well, you and I were talking before we turned on the mics, you know, just you've kind of come full circle and how grateful you are that places and people want to hear you sing and are able to sing along with your songs. And that's something to be thankful for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for sure, lots of hard work. I was talking to someone the other day, you know, when you, especially doing the independent thing, and you, I've been touring full time for going on almost a decade now. Your fans kind of turn into your road family a lot of times. I don't get to see my family very often. You know, I get to see my mom and my grandparents a couple times a year, maybe. And so, well, when I'm out on the road and going through Indianapolis and get to see familiar faces that have been coming to see me play for the last decade, you know, it feels like home. And so I really have a great appreciation for that and people that have invested in me and my music.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to give you an opportunity to play your new single, and then we'll take a break and then come back, and I'll let you play another song and talk about where you're going to be. Some upcoming shows that you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
But she don't want me. She's just lonely. She don't need me. She's just blue. Yet she tells me I'm her one and only. But I think she's found somebody new. Yeah, she don't call me in the daylight. It's like she lives behind the moon. Yeah, she don't want me. She's just lonely. Well, maybe I'm lonely too. Yeah, that silence is like violence for a heart that just wants to speak. Well, I'm staring at the wall, half hoping she'll call, and half hoping she'll just leave me be. Cause she don't want me, and she's just lonely, and she don't need me, and she's just blue. Yeah, she tells me I'm her one and only, but I think she's found somebody new. Yeah, she don't call me in the daylight. It's like she lives behind the moon. Yeah, she don't want me, and she's just lonely. Well, maybe I'm lonely too. There ain't much heaven after 11, but it's hell sleeping alone. To go to heaven tonight'll feel like hell in the light, cause that's no angel calling my phone. Yeah, she don't want me, she's just lonely. She don't need me, she's just blue. Yeah, she tells me I'm her one and only, but I think she's found somebody new. Yeah, she don't call me in the daylight. It's like she lives behind the moon. Yeah, she don't want me, and she's just lonely. Well, maybe I'm lonely too. Yeah, she don't want me, she's just lonely. Well, maybe I'm... well, maybe I'm lonely too.
What a great song!
Thank you.
That is... such a great sing-along song.
Yeah, thank you so
much. You know, I mean, yeah. I can hear it now, Addison. One of these days, the stadium is going to be full and everybody's going to be singing that song. Yeah. And they're all going to have their lighters out.
Absolutely. No, that would be awesome. No, that song's been really cool. I knew when I started trying it out probably towards the beginning of the year, and I would get to the end of the second course there, and I could see people start singing along with it. I'm like, okay, yes. This is probably going to have to be a single right here.
Pretty touching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So kind of tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah. You know, this was my second song with my new producer Luke DeJanes, and the production and stuff is something that I've never done before. You know, in the past, in my past couple records, which I'm very proud of, we did very much the Nashville thing with big time studio musicians, Grand Ole Opry players, stuff like that. They sounded fantastic, and it's perfect. This time around, I have been doing a lot more singer songwriter, storytelling type of shows and stuff like that. That's very much centered around my acoustic guitar. And so the production that we did, now while we still have great pickers on this song, the tremendous players, it is centered around that acoustic guitar. And so I'm playing on the record. It definitely has, you know, kind of my feel. And that's what Luke wanted to kind of bring to life that maybe I had been missing in my previous albums.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I love the sound. I love the feel. And it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah,
I have
thank
a feeling.
You so much.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to check in with Todd. Todd Steenbergen, of course, is out and about today. He's visiting several of the Cram the Cruisers because there's a lot going on today in Edmondson County, over in Horse Cave City, and right here in Glasgow. So we'll check in with him here in just a few moments, and we will be back with Addison Johnson as well.